Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. What time is it? Well, it's time to love. I'm Lydia, your lighthouse of love, teaching, motivating, and guiding you on your journey to love. I'm talking about loving ourselves. Oh, yes. I believe to the degree we love ourselves is how we are able to love another. Jesus said, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." I believe it. But how many of us even know our neighbors? How can you love your neighbor as yourself when you don't really love yourself? Right here, right now, that is what we're talking about. It's time to love, and we're starting with ourselves. It's a new year, folks. Let's get on it. Loving ourselves, well, it's definitely easier said than done, that's for sure. For some, you know what I'm talking about. You've been on this path before, or you're still on it. Some of you are new to this idea. Loving myself. I do that. But do you? Do you have an addiction? Drugs? Alcohol? Cigarettes? Overeating? Got to push those feelings down. Television? Computer? Video games, work, sex. Sex can be a part of love, but it can also be just physical. Are you a rageaholic? Can a mistake of another driver on the road have you yelling every curse word you've ever heard? I know about that. How about rage against yourself? You make a common mistake. Let's say you misplace your keys. You rage against yourself until you find them, calling yourself stupid or an idiot. These are just some of the symptoms of not loving yourself. Do you love everyone else at the expense of your own self? Are you a people pleaser? I've been guilty of this, wanting everyone to like me, saying yes to almost every request or else explaining ad nauseum why I couldn't do it. I started practicing saying no, no, no. I look in the mirror and I'd say, no, I'm sorry, no, no excuses at all. I'm all for helping people when it's something I want to do or a service I want to give. I don't know about you folks, but if you have any kind of interesting comment or if you are working on loving yourself, I'd love for you to call in. The call-in number is 646-727-2914. Let's discuss this. Let's help each other. I'm a definite motivator, and I would love to hear what you have to say. See, do we have a caller on the line?
Yes.
Hello, caller. Oh, hi,
hello.
Bruce. How are you?
Hello.
Hi,
we
Matt.
Need to learn how to love
callers.
Each other.
We
huh?
must have met. I think it starts with us. What do you ladies think? Boo?
Well, I believe you're right. I believe love does start with us. And since God is within us, as some more Christian Judeo thing would have us believe, then we got to love God. So we might as well love ourselves while we're at it.
Yeah. Hey, Mel, what's your take on this?
I think to truly love anybody, you have to love yourself. I think it starts within you, and you have to spread it from within you, because if it's not in you, you're not going to do it. You can't truly care for somebody unless you care for yourself.
That's absolutely.
I think that's why animals, especially dogs, are such a good example of loving yourself.
Yeah, because they love themselves.
Yeah. They make sure that they get some water. I mean, they, you know, like, hey, mom, dad, give me something to drink. They want something to eat. They're going to nudge you about, like, come on, wag my tail, look how happy I am. My stomach needs food. And we should do the same thing with ourselves. I mean, I don't really care for should, but the reality is...
I try not to should on myself.
Yeah, me
but,
too.
But, you know, to hold ourselves in a loving place, I told people this exercise that I was given one time by Louise Hay, actually. And she said to get a picture of ourselves as a baby. Now, when you look at yourself as a baby, I mean, immediately you want to say, "Aww," and you would never think of calling that baby an idiot or stupid or anything like that. And I think that's it's a very good exercise to really remind you. In fact, when I was doing this exercise, I put mine up on the bathroom mirror. And so when I would look at the picture of me as a baby, and then I could look in the mirror and really shine some love to myself. Have you guys done anything like that? What's you guys' favorite thing to do to show love to yourself or remember to show love to yourself?
I think about what I would want somebody to do with me if I'm dating me. So I have actually sent flowers to myself through the florist. A really lovely bouquet. I have good taste, and I know it sounds funny. These are good things. Mel,
how about you, Mel? What do you do?
I have a vision board that I look at. I have to look at every day.
I love it.
It's just reaffirming those good feelings to love yourself, to forgive yourself. When you do bad, just realize you're human. You're going to make mistakes, but you still should love yourself for it.
And I would suggest that you don't really do bad. I think that you just do things that don't necessarily serve you at any given time or the given time. And you just can always do better.
Exactly. And when I look at that baby picture, you know, now when a baby, you know, grabs a socket or tries to go for a socket or anything, you don't tell them they're a bad baby. You just lovingly pick them up, try to divert their attention, you know, love them some more. I'm doing radical self-care lately. And one thing that I can really relate to is to listen to what I want. You know, the reason I stressed about the overeating, about pushing feelings down, that's one of my addictions, is definitely I can overeat, and I love sweets. So I will, you know, when I'm not feeling right or I'm not letting my feelings out, I want to push them down with sweets, cookies, ice cream, whatever. But if I remember to ask myself, what do you really want, Lydia? It usually turns out better, and it's not the food. Be some love. So I'll go grab my dog. I'll grab my husband. I'll grab my son, you know. And I've told my husband, I need a hug. This to me is radical self-care. I coined
another
that
thing instead
from
of
Anne Lamott. Go ahead.
Well, another thing is possibly, as Mel had said, you know, when I do bad or whatever, another more positive way of putting it is, you know, I need to be careful, because with your analogy with the baby, when a baby is getting ready to do something that's harmful, it's like, be careful, sweetie. I mean, we want mm-hmm. them to be careful. We want to make sure they're not hurt. And we need to always look at ourselves as a child. I spoke to a friend recently who was kind of doing some things that I think might have been a bit harmful for her, and I mentioned that it's like you know you need to think about the child within you. You know, take care of mm-hmm. the little you. That mm-hmm. baby's always there. And we need to be taking care of that baby that's, you know, maybe a little bit bigger to fit in our parents' arms or something, but we can still hold our baby. Our baby is within us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw the baby out with the wash.
Really, don't throw the baby off with the raging, you know, when you're angry at yourself and you start raging at yourself. If you can just go back to that place of, oh, you're just learning. You know, when a baby is learning to walk and they fall down a lot, you wouldn't say, oh, baby, don't do that. Oh, you never try it again. No, you encourage it to walk again. So, you know, just because I'm on this journey, we're all on this journey, I hope, of loving ourselves more. When I do go for the cookies and the ice cream, you know, I got to come, like Mel says, to that place of forgiveness. Forgiveness is very, very important. We're going to be talking about that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
What do you think about
the doctor who was talking about mind over medicine? A lot of the examples that she gave in her speech was, or her talk was, people who their eating styles and all that had nothing to do with their health. Their health, it was actually predicated on togetherness, loving one another, actually not feeling lonely, just enjoying life. And if enjoying life is having a cookie or can't, you know, to me, that your body prepares for that. This, you know, one of these things actually overcome the other. And your attitude and your mindset, which I believe involves love, it circumnavigates all those other little things.
That's
why
people
live to be 100 and something.
Hey, you know, and who hasn't given a cookie to a small child and said, here, honey, and watched that child gleefully eat it? Now, that child, when they're young, they usually won't overeat. They won't eat cookies. Even little kids, you know. Now, when they get a little bit older and they learn bad eating habits, then maybe they might. But when they're little, I watched my son. I was always amazed. He ate just what he needed, and he'd leave the rest. And that's the way I want to eat. And if it involves a cookie or some ice cream, so be it. But it's when I'm not listening to what I'm really wanting. So I'm putting listening as the top of the list. What do you think, Mel?
Well, I'm kind of lost.
Lost at the conversation, or lost about?
I think with. Oh, my God.
That's all right. Hey, you know what? You guys, we're on the countdown. 90 seconds is what she just said. I think that's awesome. And I'm so grateful that you guys called in and weighed in on the subject. We're going to have plenty of time to do that with an hour. I'm really excited about that. Thank you guys for calling in on my test and helping me out with that. And I'll have more questions. I'll have more questions in the upcoming segments of our show. I will be on Saturdays from Pacific time, 2 o'clock till 3 o'clock. My time, Mountain Standard Time, it'll be 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. The show is Time to Love, because I think it's an important time to love. Right now, right here, love yourself. Hopefully you'll call in on January 4th. Love to you all and many blessings. Until then, you love yourself. Thank you.
I'll love to be there. Okay.
Okay, all right. I'll talk to you guys. Bye.
Okay,
bye.
You know you can go in and listen, right?
I am. Okay.
So, yeah, you can go back and listen to your thing. Okay. All right, talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, love you.